Hello, it's me, Ricardo, from Switzerland. This is the Jazzman Podcast.
Welcome to the fourth edition of the Compilation Edition. I'm your host, Jason Davis. This version was edited and posted on the 29th of May 2020. It's been over a month since I updated the Compilation podcast, and there have been a few reasons for that. One, I totally revamped the jaceman.com website, and there's even now an official jaceman.com hat. If you want one of those, let me know. They cost £7.99 plus postage. Two, I started creating a Lego story called Jaceman's Lair, which follows on from the Jim Spaceborne Unknown Galaxy book. If you haven't seen it yet, you can find it on my website. I've tried to make it entertaining, funny, and educational. And three, I've been putting some time into the Jaceman collection, which is my project to design the best 100 classic space models I can possibly come up with. It might sound easy, but I can assure you it isn't. I haven't done any more interviews since the one with Andrew Latham. People haven't been rushing to volunteer for that, but I do have a few potential candidates. I'll keep you posted on those.
Thank you.
Since the coronavirus lockdown, I've been doing daily walks and I've discovered some new paths and created a new walking route. I've tried to avoid roads as much as possible. The path leads through what was once known as Gresford Vale, down the narrow path near Gresford Church to the old railway station, through the subway, under the railway, and over the bridge towards Thly. And then halfway up the Singret Hill, I turn left into the Nantagaya Wood until reaching the Nantagaya Road. Then I walk up the hill towards Geggin Lane and use the footpath at the back of my old friend Julian's house, which is called the Grange. That footpath opens into fields and goes along the back of the new housing development on the Straight Mile. When I join up with the Straight Mile, I walk along the road a little way in the direction of the Croyce Howell restaurant, and then turn left into the fields again and follow the path towards the village of Burton. The village of the Cheshire Plain from this path is spectacular. After crossing Higher Lane and continuing towards Burton, I then take a right turn through another wooded area, cross the footbridge at Burton Road and walk along the River Allen. I then cross the field and the A483 bypass and return to Gresford through the Marford Nature Reserve, the old quarry. I have to say the weather has been perfect for this walk.
Lost in the dark, do you want to go there? Would you want to go there with me? Electrical storm, lily of the valley. When you are here with me, and there you are, so beautiful. Suddenly I see everything so vividly. I cannot
I've never felt so beautiful.
my previous podcast, I briefly mentioned Zen oneness. The basic idea, as I understand it, is to focus on the connectivity between all things. People, animals, insects, fish, land and sea, the world and the whole universe. We're all made from the same matter, originating from the same place. Life evolves diversely in order to survive comfortably within our given environment, and that is what's most important, to survive and try to be comfortable in our lives, enjoying the rich array of experiences that our world has to offer. What happened has happened and cannot be changed, and neither can what is about to happen. We need to find acceptance and understand that the course of events can only play out in one way, and we will react to these events and interactions in the only way we can. The general trend is that our standard of living is improving exponentially, and that's something to feel positive about. Of course, there will be mistakes, ugliness, sickness, and disasters, but the overall progress always outweighs these negatives. We like to think that we have a certain amount of independence. I was considering the other day that what it would take to be self-sufficient, growing all your own food. I took potatoes as an example. I soon realized it was impractical, the amount of land I would need and effort required to produce enough potatoes for myself for a year would be huge. It really brought home to me that we're all very dependent on society and community. Whilst I try to keep to myself most of the time, I appreciate that I need help from people around me. Without that, I would soon fall into difficulty. We humans are incredibly powerful, and our potential and influence is greater than we often imagine. I like the fact that technologies have allowed us to connect globally, and I encourage people to form new friendships with people from distant places. This will, in small ways, help speed up our development and bring down national and cultural barriers and reduce silo thinking.
Sometimes when I look around, I
whether you're a creative person or more of a conformist person, I think any rational person should want to make our world a more pleasant place to be. It seems so obvious, and yet we can often see signs of neglect, places that look awful, not necessarily just through litter or unmaintained property. Just stop for a moment and ask yourself, could this place look nicer, and what will it take to make it nicer? There's a kind of sickness in the world, especially among young people. They seem to have given up on making the world nicer. In fact, some seem hell-bent on making it worse. Hopefully, the people that want to make it nicer will be more prevalent. A lot of it boils down to not having time, resources, or motivation for this kind of work. I think we all need to try and re-examine this question regularly. Another aspect of it is bad purchasing. I often will see a car and think, why on earth would anybody actually choose to buy that? I know partly it's down to personal preference, but I'm sure in many cases it's more down to people just not giving the matter enough consideration and just buying whatever is readily available, rather than seeking out something that's really nice. That's all for now. Make sure to visit jaceman.com, and thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can support me through Patreon by visiting patreon.com/jaceman125. So until next time, bye for now.
crashes down, as it crashes down.